On today's episode, we are going to be talking about a piece of tax advice that I hear all the time that can really get you in a lot of trouble. It is the blanket statement that you should be an S corporation without any other context, any other details. Someone just tells you, whether it's your neighbor, your kid's dance instructor, baseball instructor, baseball coach, or golf buddy, tells you you should be an S corp, and they don't know any other details about your business. It can really get you in a bind and create problems for you if it's not being done correctly. So let's get into it today to where you can avoid that mistake. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
It is honestly interesting to me how many people give tax advice thinking that they are doing the right thing, that they're being helpful. And sometimes that is the case. I have heard people come to me and they say, hey, I was playing golf with a friend of mine, or I was whatever on TikTok, honestly, sometimes it's social media. And I hear that I can be doing XYZ strategy. Is this something that's applicable to me? And it sometimes does happen that way. But I guess the reason I'm doing this particular topic on this particular podcast is that there are times when that advice can actually be really harmful to you and your overall tax strategy. And specifically when it comes to electing S Corp, I want to talk through some of the things that are maybe the lesser talked about topics of S Corps, things that can actually make it a bad idea for you to elect S Corp, because I think that is such a buzz. Oh, I should be an S Corp. And I hear it way too common and not near enough discussion about instances where it just doesn't make any sense. Because there definitely are times when being an S Corp makes zero sense. In fact, it can be a really bad thing and create additional taxes when you elect S Corp and you just really had no business being an S Corp. So let's talk through what those are. So we'll go through the reasons why you shouldn't be an S Corp first, and then we'll go through a few instances that might make sense to be an S Corp. First things first, if your entity owns real estate, you absolutely should not be an S Corp. The reason I say this is because when you sell real estate, there can be tax implications on the back end. And inside of an S Corp, that means you're going to pay more tax. I'm not going to get into a lot of the details on this particular episode. Maybe that's a podcast for another day. But it will cause greater tax liability if you have real estate and you sell that real estate in the future and you have gains. So that's all I'll say about that. So do not ever put real estate in an S Corp, please. It's not a good idea at all. You want to look at other entities. You can have real estate in a single member LLC. You can have it in a partnership, and you can have it in a C corporation, but never an S Corp. The second reason why you might not want to be an S corporation, in fact, you legally cannot be an S Corp, is if you have an owner that is not a U.S. citizen. This is probably a lesser common thing that I see just in my practice, but in instances where you have a non-U.S. citizen, then you really need to look at other options, likely a partnership. But again, you really need to work with someone who can help you determine the best situation for ownership when you have a non-U.S. citizen. The IRS is really cracking down a lot on trying to find where income is coming from, particularly if it is outside of the US, coming into businesses that are in the US. And so there's additional reporting that they've really been implementing over the last few years that requires for business owners to indicate where income's coming from. So if you have a non-US citizen and non-US income, just be really careful because the radar is out there on you. So the third thing that would cause you to not want to be a S Corp is if you have a need for investors, or if you were going to crowdfund in the future and you're going to pull in a lot of people that are going to have a small piece of your business, as an S-Corp, you can only have up to 100 shareholders, 100 owners, basically. And if you have a need to crowdfund and raise a large amount of capital, see this a lot in tech, then you will have to be a different type of entity, most likely a C corporation. That is one of the instances where a C corporation actually makes a ton of sense over pass-through entities, is when you're looking to raise a ton of money or you think the business valuation is going to end up being quite large, you will need to be a C corporation. The fourth reason why you might not want to be an S corp is if you're not willing to pay yourself an appropriate salary. I see it a lot where people will elect S corporation to eliminate the self-employed taxes that you have filing on your Schedule C as a single member LLC. As a short recap, there is a 15.3% tax if you file on your Schedule C of your 1040 on the profit in your business. And so a lot of people want to, rightfully so, get rid of that. Why wouldn't you want to get rid of that tax if you can? And so they get rid of that tax and elect S corp, but then they don't pay themselves an appropriate salary. And in doing so, it ends up creating a problem because the IRS requires you to pay yourself a reasonable compensation. Now, determining what that reasonable compensation is a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, but you do want to make sure you're paying yourself the right amount. You still should be saving on that self-employment tax. And frankly, if you're not, then you have no business to be an S corp at that point. It's probably too early. But if you are an S corp and you have not been paying yourself a reasonable compensation, you really need to fix that. Work with a professional that can help determine the right amount to pay yourself on a W-2 and make sure it's audit proof. A lot of times I see CPAs and tax professionals where they'll just guess and make an assumption of what probably makes sense from a wage perspective, and there's nothing to back it up. That is not a good idea from an audit perspective. If the IRS ever questions how much you're paying yourself, you really need to be able to prove why you're paying yourself the amount that you are. So having an appropriate compensation is very important. And if you're not willing to do that, there's really no point in being an S corp because you're really just opening yourself up for audit concerns. The fifth reason that you might not want to pay yourself, or excuse me, rather elect an S corp, is if you are losing money on your business every year. If you're not profitable yet, do not elect S corp. I also see way too frequently where I have prospective clients come to me and maybe they've even just started a business and they let me know they've already elected S corp, or their lawyer felt like they should go ahead and be an S corp. So they went ahead and did the paperwork. And while sometimes that is true, it does make sense to go ahead and do it right away. Way too often, I see businesses take a little bit longer to make profit than they thought it was going to take. I don't think it's any secret that business is really pretty tough. And trying to get a brand new business off the ground and making a lot of income really quickly in that business is not very common. It just doesn't happen that frequently. So unless you're buying an existing business that is already profitable and it's already off the ground and it's a proven concept, then jumping the gun and electing S corporation right out of the gate probably isn't going to be your best bet. It really merits having a conversation with a tax professional that really understands tax strategy so that they can understand what your projections are, your forecasts. And if you don't know that, you need to be putting those numbers together. What is realistic in the business? Honestly, you probably don't have any business, pun intended, being in business if you don't even have an idea of how much money you think that you're going to make in the first year. And I can just tell you too, that oftentimes our thought process on what the business is going to do tends to be really positive. We feel like that, sure, we can make 10 gazillion dollars in our first year. And maybe we will be really successful, but you need to look at those numbers as, here's my stretch goal. Here's what I would really like to do. Then here is the goal that I might be able to hit that. That could be pretty good and it's reasonable. I feel like I could make that happen. And then a goal where it's, this is probably actually going to happen, or maybe a little bit less than that. So that you have a range of what you really think your revenue is going to be and what you really think your profit's going to be. And once you know those numbers, Then you can have a real conversation with a tax strategist to understand, should you be an S corporation, but really not before then. Now, on the flip side, it might make sense to be an S corp if you are making at least $50,000 in profit every year, then most likely it does make sense. Now, there are rules surrounding being able to elect S corporation late. It's not something that I see very many people know how to do. There is a specific way that you have to do it. There's specific laws you have to cite and all sorts of other stuff. Typically, you have to do that by the 15th of March every year for the year you want to file S corp. If you had that much profit in 2023 and you're going to make more than that in 2024, then it is not too late if you have not filed your taxes yet to file a late S election and get some tax savings. And even honestly, more so in that first year because you didn't have to pay yourself a wage. So that's a neat trick. But you can definitely file S corp if you are making at least $50,000 in profit every year. Again, if the income's fluctuating and it's not consistent or a business is going down, then maybe that's not the best strategy. You're going to have to talk through this with someone who really knows your details. Also, if you are growing rapidly and you are under this income threshold, then it still might make sense to be an S corp. If you've got a business who you just have this idea and it happened and people are interested and it's just, you're knocking it out of the park, then sure, electing S corp before you've met this income threshold might make a lot of sense. And then lastly, sometimes it makes sense to be an S corp simply because there's more credibility in it for lenders and people that are interested in working with your business. Again, this is definitely a conversation you would want to have with a tax strategist because the reality is there are so many details that go into making this decision. This is not something that you should decide and choose lightly. If you are just assuming that an S corp makes sense and you've not had any of these conversations with someone, then I would recommend that you go to the link in my show notes and book a time to talk with me. I can definitely help you navigate whether or not it makes sense for you to be an S corp now or whether it makes sense to do it later, put together some strategies for you to optimize your taxes, help you navigate this. This is what we do day in, day out at my CPA firm, Phillips Business Group. So go to the link in the show notes, book a time to talk with me. It's 30 minutes and it's free, and I would love to chat with you. Also, if you have gotten anything good from this podcast, I hope you have, share it with a friend. Definitely helps get more listeners to the podcast, which means I can help other people feel less overwhelmed when it comes to their small business finances. And it's really the whole reason why I have this podcast is to make it less confusing, less overwhelming for you. Because frankly, as a business owner, we have too many things that are overwhelming and stressful. And if I can help make your business finances less stressful, then I have done my job. With that said, as always, I appreciate you so much for showing up. I'm thankful that you show up to listen to my podcast every week. It means a whole lot to me, and I cannot wait until next time.